We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. The New York Archdiocese will implement security recommendations from the NYPD and install a decorative fence on top of a 4-foot wall outside Cardinal Dolan's residence on Madison Avenue. The Daily News says it's designed to deter terrorists, but advocates for the homeless say it's also going to keep out some needy people who've been known to bunk down on the other side of the wall. A civil rights organizer for Picture the Homeless tells the paper, you can't find many homeless people who are terrorists. The police department's chief of counterterrorism, James Waters, says the subject of the homeless posing a threat to Cardinal Dolan was never broached during the security evaluation. Police have released surveillance camera video of a robbery and shooting that took place early Wednesday in the Soundview section of the Bronx. They say two armed men entered a recording studio at 1206 Morrison Avenue just after midnight, robbed various people inside, and fled. One of the victims attempted to follow the thieves, and they fired a shot into his windshield, wounding the man in the shoulder. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Police at Rutgers University in New Brunswick are on the lookout for a dangerous animal.
Rutgers police sent out an email alert to the university staff and students to be aware of an aggressive coyote. Sure enough, before the sun came up, I found four students out looking for that coyote. And they say one coyote would be no match for four guys.
Oh, not myself, but all four of us? Easily.
So if one guy gets bitten, what are the other two going to do?
You grab it by its waist, you pick it up or something, it's a dog.
And if they catch the coyote, they say they'll name it Dante. They want a photo of it too, they think it'll go viral. But all kidding aside, the coyote has already bitten a guy on campus. That happened at 4 a.m. Thursday morning. Campus police say if you get bitten or scratched, be sure to seek medical help. Carol DiUria, 1010 Winds at Rutgers.
A man from Huntington Station is under arrest, accused of stalking a teenage girl. George Letelier is 56 years old. Authorities say he came in contact with the 14-year-old girl at least four times in the last 4 weeks. She says he would follow her in his car and have inappropriate conversations with her. A Bronx woman is trying to make some good out of the death of her 7-year-old son. Kingston Spencer died on Wednesday after an accidental fall from a 9th-floor window at the Bronx River Houses last weekend. His mother has donated her boy's organs. Rossi Mansebo tells the Daily News, if you believe in God, it's okay to think about others, even in your worst moment. When New Jersey legalized sport betting, lawmakers hedged their bets, not sure how it would play out. They should have gone all in.
The lawmakers who approved the legalization of sports wagering in the Garden State are certainly happy with the decision after looking at these numbers. The state's Division of Gaming Enforcement said that betting windows across the state took in $487 million in sports bets during the month of October. That's a new record, surpassing the previous month by more than $50 million. Overall, gambling in New Jersey increased almost 23%, mostly due to the legalization of sports wagering. Steve Kastenbaum for 1010 Winds.
Chalk one up for the little guy. It looks like Nike has been convinced to make some exceptions to its new policy of only selling licensed apparel at premium distribution points. That was going to cut out some mom-and-pop stores near Yankee Stadium. Councilwoman Vanessa Gibson tells AM New York, Nike has agreed to allow 8 of the stores to keep selling their Yankee-branded Nike goods. Sources say the Yankees played a role in turning Nike around.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.